This president was born in Texas, but always claimed Kansas as his home. The story, as well as all of this week's American Countryside broadcasts, are brought to you by one of my favorite places to explore, St. Joseph, Missouri. Home to fascinating history, river walks, parkways, and more. Check it out at stjomo.com. The American Countryside returns after this.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Dwight Eisenhower was born in Denison, Texas, but he always mentioned another place as his true hometown.
They came back here when he was two, and during World War II after that, when he gave major speeches, he always said he was proud to be from Abilene, Kansas, from the Midwest.
Dennis Medina is curator of the Eisenhower Museum in Abilene. He says as a teenager, Dwight experienced a severe sickness that cost him school time and potentially much more.
He had to repeat his freshman year, blood poisoning in his leg. They were about to amputate it, but he barricaded himself in one of the bedrooms.
A doctor from Topeka came to the home and was able to save his life and his leg. Eisenhower applied for the Naval Academy, but was already 21 and was too old to be accepted. He was welcomed into West Point, though. After graduation in 1919, he supervised a transcontinental convoy that allowed the military to see how long it would take to move supplies from coast to coast by road.
The transcontinental convoy from Washington, D.C. to the Presidio in San Francisco took 62 days. He was on that as a supervisor.
Many people do know that Eisenhower was from Abilene. What they may not realize is the great amount of things to see at the Eisenhower Museum here.
We have a full military gallery, which does the evolution of the war. The formation of the Axis powers, the formation of the Allied powers.
The Eisenhower's home has been preserved on the grounds of the complex. Ike's Presidential Library is here as well. Traveling the Countryside, and this week sponsored by stjomo.com. In Abilene, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.